Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Everybody, welcome back to episode number 36 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're sorry we missed last week. We've got some updated schedules for the boys here, but we'll introduce the boys first. I'm Troy. I'm joined by Zoom with my buddy Johnny Pace, who's in my room right now at school. How's it going, Johnny?
What's up, boys? This is the lab, so I have to come over here and do it.
Yeah, keep the tradition. What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Might as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm joined right beside me in my room by my boy, Jordan Martin. What's up, J Martz?
How's it going? Yeah, we're joined here in Alabama, actually, right now. So
yeah.
Alabama
studio.
No, we're in the Alabama studio right now.
Yeah, boys, like, what's going on down there? You guys liking it or what?
Yeah, it's been good so far. We just, Batesy just joined us today, so he came down, and it's been really good so far. So for the listeners that don't know, Jordan and I and Batesy signed with a professional hockey team down in Alabama. And so Tuesday, Jordan and I drove down and drove Tuesday and Wednesday and got here Wednesday night and played Friday, so we've been kind of on the go for the last 4 or 5 days, and you know, it's been good. We like it here so far.
Yeah, well, tell the folks a little bit about your travel day, because that was the most hectic schedule I've ever heard of, and how short of a notice that was too.
We found out Monday that we were leaving and coming to Alabama, and not only that, we didn't have to drive here, but we wanted to have a car down here. But we also had to go to the Canadian border to tag up. And that was 7-hour drive in itself. And then, so we did that at 7 a.m., got back to Superior at like 2, packed all our stuff up and left for Chicago. So that's like another 7.5 hours. So that's a
14-hour
day right there. And then
that is brutal.
Yeah, and then the second day we left Chicago at 7 and we didn't get here till about 8 o'clock at night because we got caught in Chicago traffic. Then we got caught in
some traffic in Indiana. Then we got caught in Nashville traffic, and then we finally made it here down at night. So it's a long couple of days, and then we had one day of practice, and then we were right into two games back to back. So
yeah, just getting shoved right into it.
Yeah, we got shoved right. Yeah, it was kind of almost better that way. You don't have to think about things for as long. So
yeah,
honestly, like that, like the fact that you guys didn't have to sit on it was like pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I watched your first
the 20 hard game to not think about it. Right.
Right.
What? Just no, you're just like, no, I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a quick turnaround because I guess we lost out on Saturday, and then Monday we found out we were coming here. So yeah, it was a little bit of a grind.
Well, I watched your first pro game on Friday, boys. You guys look good out there.
Well, thanks, dude.
Thanks, Johnny.
You guys had a little watch party at our place?
Yeah, we did. We had all the boys over, and like I love doing that stuff, like, you know, supporting your teammates, and we're all happy for you guys. So that was good stuff to see you guys there.
Yeah, appreciate that, brother.
Love that.
Brother.
So you've been holding down the fort at home for us or what? Is the house clean?
Yeah, me and Frizz and Dave cleaned it twice last week. It gets pretty messy pretty quick, not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, we know.
Yeah, as you guys know. But you know what, we make sure we put things away, maybe fold a blanket or two, wash a pan.
Yeah.
We got the HelloFresh stuff. We got your box and Marty's box. So we ate those for dinner, and
nice. Good.
Frizz whipped them up for us, so it's kind of sick.
That's awesome. Yeah, we got a. Speaking of HelloFresh, we got another ad read this week. So I guess I'll do it since I'm the one with it on my phone. But yeah, our friends at HelloFresh sent us some goodies, and we've been enjoying them so far. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get the convenience without skimping on quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait and long lines, ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. HelloFresh has fit, wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritional meals that can feel good, that you can feel good about, within 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. We really enjoyed our meals. You said that the stuff that you and Frizz made was really sweet, eh, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, it was unreal. I think the best one was the spicy chicken cutlets. Those were unreal.
Sounds good.
And how was the time? You didn't have to go to the grocery store. All the ingredients came in the box, and you guys just...
Oh, yeah, everything was there. Unreal ingredients, by the way. Like, everything's fresh. They come and say hello, and... it was actually really awesome, and it's so easy. Like, that's probably one of the best things you could do as a student is order HelloFresh. So
absolutely. So I
teed you up for that ad, eh?
Yeah, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. I'll repeat it again in case you missed it. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for up to 16 free meals. So yeah, make sure you get on the HelloFresh train with the boys here, because we super enjoyed it.
That's not bad at all. I mean, 16 free meals for going on the website.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good discount.
Can't go wrong with that.
Just giving it a peek.
Yeah, like, come just on. Do it. Like, at this point, you're already listening.
Yeah, use that code.
Hey. Comes to your door, you don't gotta get it.
Comes to your door, you might get as instructions, well. You get everything.
Yeah. You gotta go get your laptop.
Yeah. So
your laptop.
Johnny, how was your guys' week since we left? Like, you guys been having fun, right?
Oh yeah, no, we've been having a good time here. Nothing too crazy during the week, actually. A lot of the boys had assignments and stuff like that. But we definitely went out this weekend. We've been down a few soldiers, right? You know, right. We're missing you guys, Batesy. Actually, no, Batesy was here this weekend. Missing you guys, Cuddy. So, we've been pumping out content, and it's been pretty good, actually. We had a surprise visitor this weekend.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that.
Yeah, we had McKenna Dorn. We collabed with her. For those of you who don't know who that is, she was on Pilot Pete's season of The Bachelor, and she's cool. Marty, you met her last summer, right?
Yeah, this summer.
This past summer,
yeah.
No, we got Johnny's buffering, but yeah, no, apparently the boys had got to meet McKenna, and they filmed some content with her, which is cool to see. So, oh, there you are, John.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry. Wi-Fi trouble here. No, it was cool, like, just picking her brain about, you know, content and her ideas and stuff like that. So it was awesome.
Yeah, she does this. She does, like, the kind of, like, the influencer lifestyle on Instagram and stuff like that, I'm assuming. She give you some insight about that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, no, that was, like, you actually learn a lot, and she's got a lot of experience with that. She's got a pretty big following, and, you know, I know it's complicated sometimes with social media personalities, but meeting her, like, she was such a down-to-earth person and happy to open up to us, so it was really nice.
Sweet.
And you learned a couple dance moves, too,
right? Yeah, we saw you were ripping the mic a little bit.
Oh man, yeah, I had to do my best Celine Dion impersonation.
You were just doing everything.
I say you did pretty good. We liked it.
Dancing. Oh man,
yeah. Loss put me through the ringer.
Yeah, he did.
He's testing your loyalty.
Yeah, you know, we were joking. We called this past weekend, we called it Dev Camp because we're training for the spring break.
Right. Yeah, I guess the boys, you guys announced your spring break plans. Marty and I obviously won't be able to be there with Batesy and Cuddy, but sounds like you guys have a pretty cool trip plan. You want to give us the kind of the behind the scenes of what the boys have planned?
Yeah, well, first I just want to say, like, you know, even though you guys are, we're as happy as we are for you guys, like, obviously, like, a little bit bummed you guys aren't coming and all 10 of us couldn't be together, but you know what, like, we'll get together when you guys come back, so it's really not a big deal. But yeah, we drive down to Minneapolis on Thursday night, go to Willie Styles' house, probably hang out there. I think Loss wants us to learn some new dances while we're
I'm sure
in there. And our flight is at a lovely 5:30 a.m. to New York City out of Minneapolis.
Hey, make sure you give Dave a hard time about that.
Yeah, that's tough planning.
Hear that, Dave? So that's gonna be a grind. Like, that's a legit boot camp for us. So go there, a few days there, and then we're gonna fly to Columbus. What am I saying? When we're in New York City, we're gonna stay in Manhattan, but we'll be going to a Islanders game on Long Island, and then after that, we're buzzing over to Columbus, catch a Blues game, hang out a little bit, and then driving to Chicago, catching a Hawks game, and then we're buzzing all the way down to Broadway, Nashville.
Yeah, oh,
man,
you guys have to. You guys are driving down to Nashville.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's kind of a tough drive.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. That's how long? How far is it from there? Because you guys did that drive, right?
It'll be about probably 8 hours.
Yeah, like 8.
Nice. Hope I'm sitting in the front, but
yeah, that'll be tough.
I'd rather sit on the roof than the back, but
yeah.
But yeah, no, that'll be fun. I think, like, you got to get in the spirit of it, because, like, you guys been to Nashville a couple times, and obviously insanely jealous I wasn't there with you guys, and everyone else I've talked to that's ever been says it's nasty. So
pretty. Yeah, it's an unreal city. You guys are gonna have so much fun, especially because you get to go to the Predators game one night, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we are. I think they're playing the Leafs that night. From the
That's man. Even better. Like, you
Broadway's
guys,
gonna be buzzing.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have time.
And I'm pretty sure Morgan Wallen has 3 concerts leading up to that Preds game.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
And the Preds game's at 6 p.m.
Oh, so really?
That means yeah. No overtime, boys.
No, can't be going overtime in Nashville that night.
No free hockey that night.
No, Saturday home game, you get what you paid for, and then you get out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sweet.
But yeah, so
2 days off there, right? In Nashville?
Two or three. I think the third, like, one of the days is, like, considered just a travel day. So
So you get the whole weekend, and
call it 2 from when we get there.
Right. Yeah, because then you fly home on the Sunday, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe use one of those days off to drive on down to Birmingham. It's only 2 hours from Nashville.
Yeah, I think that would be unreal. Do you guys play that day?
I play that night.
I think we're on the road. We're on the road, though, I think.
I don't know. I know we play one of the nights they're there.
Okay. Yeah, no, we'll see what we can do about that one. That would be awesome, actually.
Crazy if you guys would like it here, man. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, no, I'm going right behind the bench, tarps off, painting my chest.
Yeah, the fans here are amazing, dude. We were, our game on Saturday was a sold out barn. It was like 4,300 people to watch us play hockey, basically. So it was pretty cool.
Not bad for a regular season game, eh?
A little different than a little bit. Back in the college lifestyle, but it's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's a little different than watching me this year up in the stands, eh?
Yeah. And we had a couple of THG fans waiting in the lobby for us after, too.
Oh, unreal.
And a No Bad Days, I think, right? You had a No Bad Days sign someone gave you?
Yeah, someone gave me the No Bad Days sign with our name on it and our team logo on it, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. Our fans are unreal, eh?
Yeah, they are.
I gave one of them our THG toque. I just had it on my head, and he's like, I love you guys so much. I just handed it off to him. I was like, I got to do it.
It's like, good kid.
Yeah. Maybe wash it first, though, eh?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give it to the trainer, toss it in the gitch bin, and then come back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's another thing we were saying. It's so nice having, like, an equipment manager here and stuff. It's so different than college.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Not having people go, hey, Gaver, can you mind buzzing my wheels 10 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically.
I'll admit I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, so.
I have been.
It's different different treatment for sure. So we've enjoyed it down here so far. And thank you to everyone that supported us online. We realized we saw a bunch of the comments on that team's posts and stuff. And the support for us being down here was really cool to see too. So that was great. Thank you to everyone that, you know, said something or was thinking something. It's been great so far.
And that have bought like the hockey TV accounts to continue watching us.
Oh yeah. That's true. Amazing. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Cause you got to subscribe for those. So thanks for that too. It's awesome.
Yeah. The endless support is unreal. And you know, we saw a few comments saying on our videos saying like, hey, what's going on with the podcast now that the boys are going pro. You know what, like we said earlier, like last week was so hectic between you guys leaving school, getting all this content, being down a few men. So it was really tough on us. And, you know, we really do try our best to get back to everyone. But I just wanted to say thank you as well for being so patient with us. So you guys are the best.
Yeah, we were so, like, we got down here Wednesday night, obviously, which was kind of too late for the Wednesday drop podcast. And we said we were going to record it Thursday night and drop it Friday, and we just didn't timing didn't work out with Johnny and Jordan, and I were pretty gassed.
Didn't have a place to live yet,
so we hadn't moved into our place yet, so we kind of got caught in the shuffle, and then we decided it was probably best to just push it off till next week because we had two games and we knew you guys would be busy with your content creation on the weekend and stuff like that. So
Just being an influencer on the weekends.
Yeah, that's your weekend gig, eh?
Oh, yeah. And also, like, you guys, like, not just that, like, I'm sure your families were buzzing your phones like crazy, too, so.
Oh, yeah. My mom was, like, wanting updates every 15 minutes about what we were doing.
Like, it's, like, literally nothing.
Like, she's texting you when you're on the bench, eh?
We were, like, you're on the bench. I was, like, the first day we were here, we hadn't moved into our place yet, and the guys invited us out. We have like a outdoor pool in our complex.
Yeah,
so they were all chilling by the pool because it's like 30 degrees Celsius out and sunny, so we were just hanging by the pool all day before we moved in, so we had a really good time.
Yeah, no, it sounds sick when you guys were sending those snaps. Those were unreal. But you know, I'm sure we got, yeah, you guys have very concerned hockey moms, and you know, just want the best for you there. So I know it was probably tough, like not having a place to live when you got down there, but it's all sorted out now, right?
Yeah, we got it all sorted out.
Yeah, me and Tav are living in the same place, and we got another roommate too from the team.
Yeah, his name's Poppy. That's his nickname,
Poppy. Nickname's Poppy. Yeah. He's a beauty. We love him.
We love him. We don't know if he likes us yet, but we're working our way around.
Isn't that the worst, like going in? like, imagine like you guys didn't have each other there, like going in, you got to make like new friends and all that stuff. And
yeah,
oh, and that's tough. Across that's like
us too. So
yeah, no, that's sick that he's down there. But yeah, I remember like even going to a new junior team back in the day or coming here, like that's a solid 3 silent weeks in the dressing room. They come out here
quiet our first day. But like we were pretty quiet our first couple of days, but thankfully the guys down here have been so nice to us and like kind of welcomed us in really well. So now we kind of we're feeling a little bit more comfortable. And they and then the funny thing is at first we were like expecting to maybe get some chirps about the TikTok stuff. And then so no one said anything to us our first couple of days. And then I think it was our third day, they all knew and they were just like waiting for a good time to chirp us. And then so they started just letting them fly. And Marty and I are on the same line, so they call us the TikTok line. And like, hey, so we heard some funny chirps about it. No, it's been good though. Like the boys have been super, like they ask us questions about it. Or like they kind of want to understand what, like they don't really know what we're doing. And like, obviously neither, we don't really know what we're doing either. We're just,
we're still learning every day.
Yeah. It's like, people are like, yeah, what do you guys do? And I have a hard time like saying like, yeah, I actually don't know.
Yeah. You're like, have you ever heard of the Renegade by chance?
Yeah. 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 Basically we just do the Renegade on a camera and then post it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. No, that's cool that like obviously like you got to expect a couple chirps coming your way, and you know we even chirp each other about it within our group, but it's good that that you guys are getting treated really well by like not just your teammates, but from what I've heard so far, the whole organization. So that's pretty sick.
Yeah
we're loving it. It's been really good.
It's been awesome so far, so hopefully that keeps up.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Missing you a little bit.
Yeah. Miss our boys. Yeah.
It's not the same coming over, watching 5 hours of TV with you guys.
I actually got a little heartfelt message from Frizz the other day. He's like, he just sent a snap. He's like, it's not the same without you guys here.
Really?
Like, never thought I'd hear Frizz. So yeah. I was like,
honestly, like it's not when we're just goofing around and we don't got your voices in the back or Taver tossing in a little subtle chirp every now and then. So.
Yeah,
we got to fill that void, but it's not the same.
At least you get the comfy spots on the couch. Eh? You don't got to battle for couch space anymore.
Yeah, sometimes I got to put Frizz in a full Nelson, but he finds a spot just on the cat post. So
yeah, does Frizz think he's top dog in the house now?
No, I think we'll toss the torch at Dave.
It's probably you.
Yeah, yeah. You probably put Frizz in his place, eh, when he gets out of line.
Yeah, boys, I got 4 movie suggestions. Pick one.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, boys, maybe we should clean the house, eh? They're like, nah.
No, it was funny. The first time we cleaned last week, I said it because I walked in and I was like, holy.
Oh my God.
It looked like the movie set of Twister. It was filmed in there. It was insane.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, the funny thing is we were kind of chirping Frizz about it because he sent a picture of it and we were like, wow, this is top. And then Marty chirped him about because he made a video about Marty leaving and no one being able to take out the garbage now, so he was doing it. And so Marty was like, yeah, why don't you actually clean and stop making videos about pretending to clean. And then he sent a picture of the garbage bag that he used as a prop in the video that was still in the garbage. He had wrapped it up and just left it in the garbage bin.
Yeah, I remember because when he posted, I remember him making it and then he posted it and I look up the next day and I was like, that's the garbage.
That's the same bin.
Just a prop.
Like half out. No, we'll leave it.
Yeah.
You can still get a couple pieces of gum in there.
Yeah, Tuck. Yeah, it's not full yet.
Yeah. No, we got to maximize our garbage bags here.
Just keep pulling it up and then pulling the strings tighter and tighter. Make sure nothing falls out.
No, once you see a little bit of a rip, then I think that's time.
Is it starting to get a little warmer up there?
Yeah, the snow's starting to melt. It's pretty gross outside, though. It's just all slushy and like...
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst type of weather.
Yeah, I actually hate it. It's not fun at all. And then you're like, everyone's car gets gross. Taver, when you guys got back, I thought you guys went off-roading with that thing.
Yeah, my car was dirty because the slush from the drive to the border.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I took that thing right to the gasser and just was like rinsing those windows.
Oh yeah.
Just scrubbing.
It'll rain at some point and then wash it off.
It's usually how I do it. I could throw snowballs at it and let it
melt. Perfect.
Yeah, it'll melt.
Yeah.
Fuck. Thanks, though, for the car.
Yeah, no problem, dude. You just take care of it and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Sure won't, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Know your car, right?
Got you. You got to know your car. Tavern knows his car. It's after 3 years of mentoring, I got to take the ropes now.
You spent a lot of man hours in that car, so you know it pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I think I've been in there longer than some of the seats.
Probably. Yeah, the seats have been there the whole time.
I think your butt is imprinted in the front seat there.
Yeah, you get up, it just says Pacer on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Trying to think of a funny story from our first couple of days here, but I'm blanking right now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Let me circle back to that one.
It's funny with our new roommate because he was kind of quiet about it. Like, cause two of us move in, we know each other super well, right? Like
that's got to sting for him.
But he must have been like, oh, like shit, kind of like this.
And we're both like super sarcastic,
yeah. Too, so and we just make joke and like our inside jokes that he's obviously like wouldn't know. So like, I think after the second game when we had the day off the next day, we just stayed up late in our apartment. And we were just like shooting the shit with him basically. And then we kind of softened him up a little bit. He's been good to us.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Hey, you guys arrive. He's like, fuck. Like I was just getting to know the old guy.
Yeah.
We just went for pizza the other night.
Well, the old roommate that we were waiting for him to move out before he moved in, obviously just wanted to like let him have his space and.
Oh
and
yeah,
he was going to another team in the league too, so he was. It's not like he was like out in the wind, and so we like waited for him to leave, and then we started moving our stuff in, and I guess he forgot something, so he came back, and like we were moving into his old room, and he was like, "Hey guys, like, oh hey buddy,
yeah, hey man,
how's it going?
What's up,
Jordan?
Yeah, Troy.
Yeah, so that was good, but
safe flight."
yeah
and we stayed at Kaplan's house too in Chicago.
Yeah, we did. We stayed at the Kaplan Manor.
Yeah, with his brother there. Mook took care of us. Cappy's brother, Michael Kaplan. Gotta give a little shout out to him.
Shout out Mook. Mook's a beauty.
Yeah, opening up the doors for us.
He was awesome,
giving us
we pulled up and there was not one single light on in the whole house, and we're like, hey, we're here. He's like, oh, you guys are here. And then all the lights started to turn on. You're like, what are you doing? He's like, I was filling my room.
All you hear is,
yeah, and the lights all come on.
He's got the clapper, the garage opens and the lights come on.
Oh, but yeah, shout out to the Kaplans for letting us crash at their place for the night. I slept in Dave's bed, so it was funny.
Yeah,
Dave's pillow. I found Dave's pillows really weird. I don't know. They were just super like firm. They're like temperature pillows.
For neck support.
Yeah. We had like tough sleeps too. We were sleeping like 5 hours maybe, and then we got up and got on the road, and it's just like an absolute grind to get going.
Yeah, it was like hard 3 days, man.
There's nothing worse than like sleeping somewhere unfamiliar. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, well, it's better than staying in a hotel because we obviously know the Kaplan's pretty good, but they were nice enough to let us.
Oh no, I wasn't talking. I wasn't talking about Cappy's house. I was talking about the hotels and then your new place.
Yeah, if you get settled.
Like
in.
Probably like first night was a tough sleep. No.
Yeah. Marty went to Target and he was estimating what size his bed was, so he bought queen sheets, and well, they gave us sheets here, but he didn't want to use used sheets, so he's buying new ones. And he estimated that his was a queen bed, and he got back here and it was a king, so his sheets didn't fit. So he was like, oh God.
Yeah, you didn't want to get out the ruler?
Huh?
You didn't want to get out your ruler?
Just the bed is huge.
Yeah, he's got a big bed.
I just swim in my bed here. It's huge.
We bought weighted blankets too, Johnny. We each bought a weighted blanket, and they're like they're probably the best thing ever invented since electricity.
Yeah, no, like electricity is pretty good, but those things are sweet. It's like
weighted blankets are hard second, eh?
It's like electricity, then microwaves, then weighted blankets.
Yeah, like electricity's done a lot, but I think weighted blankets is like on the rise. So
yeah, they're on the rise. They'll probably surpass them at some point.
Sorry, Ben Franklin.
Do you have a weighted blanket, Johnny?
No, I don't.
You should get one.
Okay.
They're only $20 at Target, man. Go get one.
Yeah.
20 bones?
Yeah, dude.
How's the freedom of not having to walk to school every morning?
No, I still walk. I like if I have like a if I have the 8:30, then I'll drive, but if I have the 9 o'clock, I'll just walk over there.
Oh, that's decent.
Yeah. I like getting the fresh air, especially because it's like starting to get nice, like I said. Like it's a little bit gross, but the weather's nice enough and you just bump some tunes and then
yeah. Go to class. That's sweet. You still drinking? I haven't drank. The funny thing is, since we've been here, I haven't drank that much coffee.
Yeah, same here, actually.
Like, I haven't drank. I don't think I've had coffee in, like, 2 or 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, which is, like, super weird because at school I'd have, like, 2 or 3 cups a day. And now I've been here and I just haven't, like, really got the coffee machine going yet.
Were you guys crushing coffee on the way there?
We had one.
Yeah, we only had one.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I guess it's annoying stopping and then you got to pee every 5 minutes.
I had one in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
Stop for a quick
coffee. We didn't make the mistake that we made where we got extra large coffees and then we had to pee every 20 minutes on the way up. So that would have got old.
Oh, yeah. That was.
And you can't really.
Like, we're not even in Sudbury yet, man.
What?
You're like, you're not even in Sudbury.
Yeah, I know. Like, we've already pissed 6 times.
Oh yeah, that was tough.
Should we get some fan questions going?
Sure.
Frizz submitted a question for the first time ever. He said, "When doing a writing assignment on Microsoft Word, do you correct the misspelled words right away or correct it all at the end?"
Correct it at the end.
I do it right away.
I don't like seeing the red lines underneath the words.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, it drives me insane.
Even when that little blue line comes up too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue line pisses me off, but I do it at the end because then when you get to read it again, and then if you made any like other mistakes.
You reread your stuff?
That's a good point.
Not all the time, but
yeah.
Maybe
like 50-50.
Honestly. Honestly, like if we're being serious, probably like 6 times in 3 years. But then
never been called out for it though.
No. We've been doing all right. So
yeah. So we're I mean, proofreading's good. You should do it, but you're in a pinch, like don't worry about it.
Dude, it was hilarious. In my world literature class, we were studying a guy. He's like a famous writer and his name is Balzac. And that was a tough class.
Yeah,
because like
Johnny, 24, man.
Yeah,
you know,
23 and a half.
Every time someone says Balzac, you're like,
well, no. Like at first, I was like, okay, like that's kind of funny in my head. And then we were watching a documentary on him, and then like someone's like, yeah, the great work of Balzac. And then I was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I can't. Guys, I don't know how you guys do it. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I got to step out for a sec.
Yeah.
Why am I the oldest person in here and the most immature at the same time?
Yeah, can we start just calling him Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know his name is actually Balzac, but...
Like his first name is Christopher or something. Like, let's just
to get through it, can we shorten it up a little bit?
Yeah. Actually, Zach would suffice.
Hold the ball.
Yeah. We're gonna blur out the BAL.
All right. Next question is a voice recording, so let's see if this works.
Hey guys, hope you're all having a good Tuesday so far. My question is actually for Taver and J-Marts. I would like to know how your transition so far has been going from college hockey to pro hockey.
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, we kind of touched on it a little bit already, but I think where we're at right now is just everything happens kind of a little bit faster, and guys are older obviously and a little bit bigger and stronger, but overall I don't think we've had too much of an issue. It's just like a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, just we got 2 games under our belt now, so a little bit of a transition period, get our legs back under us after the travel and all that, but overall I think it's been all right so far for us.
Nice boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh yeah, Johnny, I forgot to mention that you're cleared to start working out and building back your muscles and your chest and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually the Monday right after you guys found out you were going to Bama, and we obviously, like, you know, unfortunate timing, like, just lost out. But yeah, I went to the doctors that day and got fully cleared. 3 months. It's a tough 3 months, but we got through it, and now I just gotta get back in shape, basically.
That was the longest 3 months ever.
Yeah, that seemed like
a long time. I felt like that was forever.
Oh yeah, no, honestly, I think I played like 5 games this year because of that. Because I got hurt at the very beginning of December.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it seemed like a long time.
And then we went home for Christmas break, and then all this time.
Yeah.
I'm just, honestly, the one thing I was thinking about with that was because the weekend before, our parents and families came down. So I'm just happy that it didn't happen in front of them.
Yeah.
Because that would have sucked.
Yeah.
Caitlin wants to know, what is our dream vacations, and follow it up with what we'd want to do while we were there? I think we kind of answered it once, but I think we change our minds every time.
Yeah, we do. We, what?
You want to go first?
I want to try surfing.
Yeah.
Surfing's, I think, fun. It would be super hard probably, but I think that'd be so sick to like surf a huge wave.
Yeah. That, honestly, I'd be pretty scared because of, like, sharks and stuff.
But... You don't like sharks, eh, Johnny? You're not a shark guy?
No, not when they're like near me.
Yeah. I'd prefer them not near me.
You prefer them on the Discovery Channel, eh?
Yeah, like I'll watch the heck out of Shark Week, but if one wants to, you know, surf with me, I'm not going to be too happy about that.
Yeah, you might want to. Yeah, they might see the chicken tattoo on your side and be like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, fresh meat.
Yeah, exactly. What about, where would you go, Johnny?
That's hard. Somewhere in the Caribbean, I think.
Oh yeah,
and what would you want to do there?
Honestly, sit on the beach and do nothing. I would be totally okay with that.
Yeah. I guess the vacation depends on what you want to do, basically. Cause if you're just there to relax, then you go to a beach. But if you want to tour around, you go to like Europe or something.
Yeah. Like Europe, like you're getting up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. every day, walking around. Like you're legit nonstop when you're doing that. But if you go, right. I feel like if you go somewhere tropical, you got to just chill.
I would also love to go deep sea fishing too.
I've been deep sea fishing.
That's just like, I just thought of it because I don't really know why, but I would love to just like,
oh yeah,
humongous tuna or shark or
if something. You go deep sea fishing, you have to get a private charter. What? Because I went deep sea fishing one time on like this like public charter where there was like 100 people on the boat. And you're literally on the boat and you drop your line straight down with like 30 people on each side of the boat. And like, there's two levels. So there's fishing line coming down over your head. And you're just like picking up like the most random, like garbage fish, basically.
Yeah. You got a nice big grouper.
I remember my dad and my brother went on with me and they were both getting seasick the entire time. They just were in the bathroom the entire time.
Oh yeah. That's tough. Like I've never been seasick, but I can imagine how easy that is with like rocking and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty wavy out in the deep blue.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's scary.
Would you guys ever,
if I can't see what?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say if I can't see land, then that would worry me.
I was gonna say, would you ever go in one of those cages where the great white sharks are out in the boat or on the water?
No chance.
No,
that's, you wouldn't go in the cage and see them?
No.
No. I would go to like an aquarium and see one. But
I think they have great whites in aquariums around anywhere, but I don't know.
Well, hey, if they do, then I'd go, but I'm good. I'm not going to go in a cage. That's
all right. Underwater.
I think I would do it. Yeah. I don't know. I could say I would do it now. And then once I actually got there and saw them in the water, I'd probably be like, nah. Get me back on land, please.
As soon as I see a fin the size of my torso, I'm just going to be like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm good.
Actually. Take me back.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we saw them. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they're like, okay, this is killer.
Yeah.
No, I know like people like say like sharks, like they're all like they're not like as bad as the movies depict them, and I understand that. It's just like a fear of mine, so that's why I wouldn't.
Yeah, there'd be no chance I'm getting in that cage.
Yeah, like I don't even like like touching bugs, so I'm not going to touch a shark.
Yeah.
That's bugs. A fair point.
I don't like either.
Yeah, like if I see a beetle, like smell it, like I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, you're moving out of that place, eh?
What?
You're just moving out of that place no matter where.
Yeah, no, it's his. He could have the bed.
Funny thing about today is when we picked Batesy up from the airport last night, we dropped him off at his apartment so he could sleep. And I guess he was bored. And some people may not know this about Batesy, but he's got a phobia of snakes. And so he was thinking in his bed last night about the weather here and how it's so nice. And he's like, there's got to be like snakes around. So he looked up all the species of snakes that are in the area. And then he was walking to our apartment this morning and he was like looking at the grass, making sure nothing was in there. And he's like telling us that there's like 40 different types of snakes, 6 are venomous. And he's like telling us which ones are venomous and like how scared he was of snakes and stuff.
That's insane.
Yeah. He was looking them up last night, I guess.
Hey, Tommy's got to check the toilet every time he sits on it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't even say we're gonna, that's going to freak me out.
We're going to tell him one of his roommates had a pet snake in their apartment or something. Then he'd freak out.
Oh yeah. Not a whole lot of snakes up here, boys.
No, they wouldn't survive the winter. They wouldn't last a second in Wisconsin, these snakes.
No, oh my God. The winters would get them.
Yeah. Almost got us, eh?
Yeah. The winter.
All that snow.
Yeah. Oh man, we got Mount Everest in our backyard. So
yeah, it was such a change coming.
Courtesy
from...
of who?
Not me.
Mother Nature. Mother Nature.
Yeah, but you sure stood out there and gave us moral support. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, I brushed off your car.
Yeah, that's all that
matters. I also you wouldn't let me because of my chest.
Yeah.
So I did the best I could. I kicked some snow. That counts.
Yeah. Thank you. Forgot to thank you for that. So,
no, dude, it's fine.
Marty, the kid that you gave your hat to submitted a question. He said, "What's your favorite part about Birmingham so far?" His name's Will, by the way. What's up, Will?
Honestly, I would say the people here.
Yeah,
like everyone that we've met, like from fans of just the team or waitresses or literally anyone has been so nice to us. And so like
Southern hospitality is a real thing, man.
Yeah, like just bringing us in immediately, it's been awesome.
Yeah, everyone's like, if you need anything, let me know, like anything, literally. Or you know, like, hey, they're like, welcome to Birmingham, how do you like Alabama so far? We're like, love it, it's been great. Everyone's just like interested about everyone's like different like paths to how they all got here. Stuff like that. Just talking to random people. Everyone's so nice. So it's been really cool. Sure.
No, it's like different down there, right? You know what I just realized too? We've only done like 3 questions and we've ranted like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's the usual.
Yeah, absolute usual. Are you logged in on the Instagram? I never asked you if you got into it.
No.
Okay.
I don't know why the handle wasn't coming up yet. Try it again.
All right. Well, let's do. We'll save family next week. We're gonna try and get a special guest on next week, and then we might catch up with Cuddy and see how things are going in Vermilion. So. We're going to save our game for next week. But yeah, it was good to touch base with you, John. It was nice to see you.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
Good to be back doing the podcast. We'll be back next week.
Miss you.
Miss you guys.
All right. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ciao.
Love you, John.
Love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.